Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Wolvesbane UO, the podcast. My name is Damien, also known as Von Wolvesbane, the guy that runs the game that you love to play. This episode of this podcast is really just going to be a one-shot take of me giving you guys the information that I promised you yesterday. Unfortunately, my microphone didn't show up till late, so I'm recording this morning on Thursday as opposed to yesterday when I originally planned to record. In addition, new camera, new microphone, hoping that these minor upgrades for myself that will also benefit my streaming channel, benefit you guys also because my voice sounds a little clearer and you guys get a better quality of my voice. So I already pre-shot two or three takes just to kind of see how this was going to go. And I'm still not super happy with a couple things. One, camera's up there. I'm looking at you here on the screen. It's just how it is for right now until I can kind of sort out how I want things to go. Second thing is I'm going to one-shot this. So you're going to get ahs, ums, uhs, etc. It's just how I talk. It's who I am. But at the end of the day, I will start editing this and make it a quality podcast for you guys. It's just right now I don't have the time. And really, I just want to get you guys the information. Like I said, I already pre-shot a couple of these. So I'm going to hold this up. You can't see it, but right here, there is a notepad that has all my notes of the things that I have done in the past couple weeks to update the server. So you're going to notice me looking down so that I can read my notes. It is what it is. Again, I'm going to get to a point where it is up here and you guys are talking to me as opposed to, me just kind of talking to myself, right? I know some of you are just going to listen to the audio version. That's cool too. So as I look through my list of things that I've fixed, there's things that are super big to me that I think are super important that maybe you guys don't care about. And then there's going to be things that you guys are probably going to be excited about. At the end of the day, I did them for you. And then last but not least, I'm going to have some notes on, what we're working on next. Right. So let's just start with the first one, save times. Before I went through my optimization and figured out where all of the save time was going, because, it was massive. It was over 5 seconds in some cases, usually around 4.5 seconds. And the average UO server is usually around 2. I mean, that's good. 2 to 3 at the most. We were running at 4.5, 5. Some of you said that it didn't bother you. You never even really noticed. I always noticed it because you'd be in the middle of doing something. The game would say it was going to save and then everybody's stuck for 4.5 seconds again, 4.5 seconds is nothing. But after my optimization, we're down to about 2.1 seconds on average. The cool thing about that is the thing that was causing the problem is insane. So when you use tokens, they should be deleted. So if you use 1 million tokens to buy something, which I don't even, whatever, right? But if you use 1 million tokens, those 1 million tokens should go away. However, what was happening was those 1 million tokens, when you used them, were just moved to the internal map and were continually getting saved. So when I went through the optimization steps and figured out what was happening, first things first, I deleted over 2 billion, I think it was actually 2.9 billion tokens from the system. Secondly, there were a bunch of mobiles. So every time that you made a pet, it was putting a copy of your pet onto the internal server or the internal map and just holding it there. It never got deleted once your pet came back to you after. And so there were 4,000 mobiles that were on that internal map. And then there was gold and a couple other things. But at the end of the day, the 2.9 billion tokens was the big deal. They are gone now. We are down to a 2.1 save, which is awesome. It's really great. So in addition, while we are talking about saves, I also built a daily backup system where the server is backed up twice a day, once at noon, once at midnight. Every single day. And then after 7 days, it deletes it. So every day now, we have the opportunity to revert back to a previous save if something were to go haywire for up to 7 days. So if something goes crazy and I happen to be out of town or I can't get to the server, I can't get it shut down, and the save gets totally corrupted or whatever, I have 7 days worth of saves twice a day. So I have 14 saves I can go back and pull from to get it back before whatever happens. So good news is, you know, we have backups now that we didn't actually have. I know Reaper had built me a backup system. It quit working a while ago. I didn't worry about it. But now I have my new backup system. It's working super well. Again, it does it twice a day, once at noon, once at midnight, local time. So, you know, Eastern time where I live. And now we have backups just in case something happens. The other two kind of go together because they're both on the same system. Auto Donate and also the Discord server are both up and running correctly now and in an enhanced fashion when we're talking about Discord. So we'll talk about the Auto Donate first. Auto Donate now works correctly. When you donate, you go back into the game, you say check donate, it'll find your Wolvesbane dollars, deliver them to you automatically. You don't need to talk to anybody. You don't need a staff member to be there for you to get your dollars. So it's working great. I'm super happy with it. I'm just happy that I got it working again. For the Discord server and the Discord bot, the good news there is that the Discord bot now will accept chat from the World Chat channel in Discord and send it to the game. So if someone chats to the World Chat in the game, it comes to the Discord server. And if they chat to the World Chat in the Discord server, it goes to the game. So that way now, like staff, when I'm not home and I can't just hop in the game, I had no way to message you all before unless you were on Discord. Now a player doesn't have to have Discord. They can message in the World Chat and I can message back from Discord into the World Chat so that they can still see it. So it's a great benefit to players that don't have Discord, don't want to get Discord, which is totally okay. And it's a great benefit to me because now I can be in better contact with you guys, the players. So win-win there. Next would be the abandoned properties. So, I know we have a few newer players that, have been around for about a month now, I think, or so. And they're actually not new. They previously played here, left, came back. The Austrians, thank you guys for being here. They noticed that there was a lot of abandoned houses, and instead of just letting those abandoned houses sit there and, take up space that other people might want to use, I built a system that will take care of that. So here's how it works. When you have not logged into your account for 30 days, when a staff member logs in, we get a notification that there are Wolvesbane abandoned properties to review. So we put in the command, we review the abandoned properties. Unless we have a specific reason that we need to keep it for you, we don't. And you actually don't lose anything other than the plot that your house was on. So what happens is, the way I built the system, after 30 days, we get the notification. We get we put in our command, the gump comes up, we can look at it, and then we just go through the list, and we can go ahead and delete or deconstruct the abandoned houses. You get a full refund for the cost of the house. And any edits that you made to it. You get a full refund of any yard items that you have placed outside of your house with the yard wand. You get both of those things to your bank. Excuse me. They both go to your bank, and you'll see a bag in there that says that it's from the abandoned property reclamation office. And then, and it'll tell you, like, this is for the house, this is for your yard items. And then, the last but not least, there is an abandoned property reclamation officer inside the new city of Wolvesbane. It's actually on the world travel gate, so you can just go right to it. You go inside, you double-click the abandoned property officer. They say, here's the houses that were deconstructed. You select the ones you want, and then it puts the all of the items you had in that house. Every add-on that you had, every item in a chest, every chest that you had, everything from that house goes then to your bank, and you get all of your items back. But they don't come back until you talk to that reclamation officer. So at the end of the day, it's a way for us to delete houses that have been abandoned for 30 days or more. But it gives you back everything that you had so you don't actually lose anything. So if you had Wolvesbane dollars in a chest, you still have your Wolvesbane dollars when you come back. I thought this was the most fair way to do it because I know that people leave the game for a while. But when you come back, maybe you don't want to restart. Well, now you don't have to restart. We don't delete accounts. So all of your items that you had in your houses are now either in your bank or with the reclamation office, and then you can go and get them to your bank. And your player still has all their skills, everything they had on them when you left, etc. We don't delete accounts. So, you'll get everything back. I thought that was the most fair way to do it. I hope people really like that. And I think that hopefully people really will. Next thing that I took care of was the boss drop room. So, it's not 100% complete yet. But now, we have mannequins that are wearing the gear that you can get from boss drops. It tells you the name of the boss. It gives you a difficulty level, but basically everything on Wolvesbane is a 5-star difficulty level because of the way I built the server. So that kind of is a moot point, but at the end of the day, you can go and look at all the gear. You can see all of the all the bonuses on one screen. So like there's a, when you double click the sign, the plaque next to the mannequin, it gives you an option to see all the bonuses. You click all the bonuses ones and it gives you all the bonuses for that set of armor. For the Evo armors, it's got the regular and then also the fully maxed out. The fully leveled, so that you can see everything. So I just thought that was a great way to do it. If anybody has any suggestions or questions or concerns, let me know. I'm more than happy to listen to them. Next, treasure maps I knew were broken, and they were broken in a couple different ways. So obviously, we all know that the remove trap needed to be way too high in order to remove trap on some of these chests. And then secondly, there were a bunch of maps that a bunch of treasure maps that took you to a map that you couldn't get to or did not exist. That's no longer the case. Now the maps are only on the official facets. So Trammel, Felucia, Ilshinar, Tokuno, Tirmir, Malice, all of those are there. But then also the new Wolvesbane continent is there. Now, the new Wolvesbane continent works a little bit different than the others because the map can't be read by the system. So instead of giving you the little map where you have to like go, oh, I think I know where this is. Instead, it gives you the coordinates of the estimated location. And then also tells you how many paces you are away from it and from what direction. So as an example, it'll come up and say, you're 25 paces northwest of where you need to be, or it's 25 paces northwest of you. And so then you go northwest 25 paces and see if you're there. You hit a refresh button. It says, nope, now you're 50 paces to the north. So now you got to move again, right? Then once you do that, eventually it'll say, oh, it's really close by. Then there's a dig button. You hit the dig button. You click a spot on the ground. If it's not the right place, you reopen the map. You do it again until you find the right place. It'll dig it up and away you go. In addition, the Wolvesbane maps has special guardians that are not on any of the other maps. The creatures are, but the guardians of the treasure chests are specific to Wolvesbane. So, you'll see the moose, you'll see the panda, you'll see the griffin, all of those things. So I just thought it was a neat way to kind of incorporate those into the system. And then last but not least on the treasure maps, I also added a very small chance to get Wolvesbane dollars, a very small chance to get Evo weapons, a very small chance to get a bank hive, a very small chance to get a mobile forge. I just thought that that would be fun, give people more of a reason to go after treasure chests from the treasure maps. So have fun hunting, guys. And then the last thing that I fixed, which has been a long-standing problem since day one of Wolvesbane UO, BODs. BODs have been broken since day one. Anytime you go and talk to an NPC vendor, they say, oh, I can't give you one for another 5 hours or 6 hours or whatever. Not anymore. It's all fixed. No more having to go to the Wolvesbane training room and pick up your BODs. Now you can go and talk to the vendors as intended. It does have the 6 hour timer as intended. It's the same for all the BODs, including taming. So taming, you can now get 3 BODs and then you have a 6 hour cooldown before you can get more. It's just how it works. But it's working well. I'm very happy that I got that fixed. Next on the list, and then I'm going to end the podcast because at the end of the day, I think probably about 20 minutes to a half hour is the most anybody wants to listen to my voice anyway, right? So, last but not least, these are the things that I am currently working on or are on my list to work on. The first one being the ship battle system. It doesn't work right now. You can attack ships, but they don't really seem to take damage, or it's not quite functioning properly. So I'm going to work on that to get that fixed. I think that that'll be something that a lot of people will like. And then next I'm going to move into fixing the invasion system. The invasion system is still broken. It still hangs up at the end for a few minutes, and then nobody can do anything. And then once it finishes its processing, then you're good to go. So I'm going to finish working on that. That'll actually probably come before the ship changes. And then after the invasion system, next will be a couple more instance dungeons to make sure that the instance dungeons that have champion spawns in them actually drop power scrolls. I think that that'll be an important change for you guys. And then just getting a couple more, I'll end up probably making some seasonal ones. So like we'll have a Halloween based one, we'll have, a Christmas based one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'll be working on those next. I think that I can get the Halloween one done before we need it in October. Gives me a whole month to work on it. So we should be good. All right. That is everything. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you all so much for being here. Special thanks to Lady J for always being here. She's been here since day one. Thanks to Ravensblade, my longest running player. One more thing. I have new music that I made. So if you log into the game, before you log in, on that main screen, if you have the music turned on, that is an original song written about Wolvesbane that I put in there on the login screen. So I hope you enjoy that. If you haven't already listened to it, please listen to it and just let me know what you think. Second of all, I have a new war mode or battle song. I have a new city song. And I'm going to just pepper these in as we go. I talked to one of our players and just said, hey, do you listen to the in-game music? They actually said, yeah, I do. And I was like, oh, well, I have some new that I'm going to put in. Would that be cool with you? Do you think that you'd like that? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. So I just want to make sure that those of you that listen to the music, you know that's coming, so that if you hear it, you're like, oh, this must be the song he was talking about. This is cool. Or, oh man, I don't like this. And if that's the case, man, let me know. At the end of the day, I just want everybody to be happy here. I appreciate you all. Thank you all for playing here. If there's anything I can do for you, please just message either DM through Discord, send a message in the world chat, whatever, and I will get back to you. I appreciate you all. Thank you all for being here. We are nearing 7 years of running Wolvesbane. 7 years. There are not a lot of UO servers out there that can say they've been running for 7 years, but soon we will be able to say that. There is a new website if you haven't already seen it, wolvesbaneuo.com. is the place to be for everything. Like I said, I'm going to make a page for the podcast so that I can post them right there. There'll be the video and just the audio versions. I'll post it on YouTube and whatnot too, just so that everybody can see it. For those of you that are foreign and, don't speak English or English is not your first language and you'd prefer to listen in another language, I will be looking for, a translator, that will do that for me. I mean, they have AI translators now. They're probably not perfect, but they'll work. So I will be working on that also so that those of you in Austria, can hear a German version. Won't be my voice, of course, but at least you'll know what I'm saying, and you'll get some background on the way things are. So, appreciate you guys. Thank you all so much. I can't say enough, when it comes to the thank yous. So, thank you all. That's it. I appreciate you. And as I always end every podcast, be safe, be good, and always come home to Wolfsbane.